There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, Jacob Westendorf, PackerCentralSI.com. Him and Bill Huber do a great job over there. And lead Packers writer at Athlon Sports, who I follow on Twitter. And they've always got stuff they're tweeting out left and right, Athlon Sports. I'm glad I follow them. And follow Jacob as well. That's fun, too. Follow him at Jacob Westendorf. Good afternoon, Mr. Westendorf. How are you?
Mr. Pfeiffer, thanks for having me back. It's maybe not the greatest of circumstances, considering yesterday's performance, but it's good to be here.
It's the most mad I've been all season after a game. Last night I did the post-game show. I yelled and I screamed for most of it. Today I've done this show for 40 minutes. I've yelled and screamed for most of this show. I am mad for numerous reasons. I'm mad because that was should have been a big game where concentration level is raised. You're up for it a little bit, knowing this division is between you and them probably, regardless of what the Vikings are doing. You're at home. Yeah, the conditions weren't ideal, but it's still the same for both teams. And to have that many penalties, that many drop balls, to make consistent mistakes, Keyshawn Nixon with a dumb personal foul penalty. I mean, just so many things. And the flags and the drop balls have been a thing all season. Like, you're not making a run in the postseason if this continues.
No, and this is kind of what this team, even last year, you know, they made that run to the postseason, and I think we all just kind of assumed they'd become this well-oiled machine coming into the second year of everyone being together. But this is who they were a year ago. And this is who they are this year. They commit a ton of penalties. They drop passes. They make mental errors. And I get, you know, some physical penalties are going to happen. The defensive lineman's going to beat you, and you're going to hold him like Jordan Morgan did yesterday, for example. But to me, it's the illegal procedure penalties, the illegal shifts, the not lining up correctly type of penalties. And then, of course, the personal foul penalty, which I finally just saw. Thank you, Matt Schneidman, for tweeting out on the broadcast, because I missed it live. I had no idea what Keyshawn Nixon had gotten flagged for, but I guess he used his pointer finger and stuck it right in somebody's face after the play was over.
They never showed it on TV. We were complaining about that on postgame last night.
There you go. So they didn't get that, and then, you know, that's a penalty that it can't happen. You know, that's a play where it's a huge play early in the game because it's the first play of the game, and Nixon returns the ball to the 40. He doesn't get a lot of chances to return kickoffs, so he gets a chance to return this one. Gives the Packers awesome field position, and then they basically punt on it for something that's an avoidable mistake. You know, like I said, there's going to be games where you make physical penalties, but there are a lot of unforced mental errors that this team makes, and that works when you're playing Jacksonville and Tennessee and some of these other middle to bad teams that they've been able to get away with during this four-game win streak that was just snapped yesterday. But it's not going to work against the likes of the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And what do those three teams have in common? Oh, yeah, they've all beaten the Packers.
Jacob, when we talk about this Packers football team and we talk about drop balls by this wide receiving core, simple question, did we overrate them?
Probably a little bit. You know, I think that we all just kind of assumed they would all grow and take, you know, growth's not linear. That's another thing that I think we maybe forgot in the offseason was just because Wicks had a great finish to last season doesn't mean he's just going to be awesome in year two, and he certainly hasn't been. Christian Watson is a talented but flawed player. Romeo Doubs is a limited player, but relatively solid, but he also has some warts. I think his drop percentage is, throughout his career, second highest on the team behind Wicks and the time they're together. Jaden Reed, second-year player. He's probably been the best of those four receivers from the start of the year until now, but he has some plays that he hasn't made either. You know, I know that the excuse that comes out after the game is this is a young team, and it is by age. But by experience, a lot of these guys have played a lot of football. You know, the offense, other than Jordan Morgan yesterday, and he doesn't even start when everybody's ready, there aren't any rookies out there playing. It's not like they got guys that should be learning on the fly. I don't know what the case is with that. I think that the receiving core is still good. I do still ascribe to the theory that we talked about in the offseason that it's better to have four to five solid to really good guys than it is one great guy, and, you know, kind of like what the Packers had with Devontae Adams since then. But they need somebody to – I don't want to use the phrase to make Matt LaFleur vomit, but they do need somebody to emerge as somebody who's consistent. And, you know, each game that at least we can count on this guy to be there.
Talk with Jacob Westendorf, again, PackersCentralSI.com. Him and Bill Huber do a great job over there. Lead Packers writer for Athlon Sports. Follow Jacob Westendorf on Twitter, at Jacob Westendorf. Let's talk a little bit about the penalties, because we're talking about this coming up here at 3 o'clock. Where does blame lie for this? Because back when McCarthy was here as head coach of the Green Bay Packers, it was always, we got to clean it up. We got to clean it up. And it always tended to be an issue. Now here we sit. It wasn't just penalties on the offensive line for moving before the snap. Wide receivers, running backs are swaying. I mean, everybody is to blame for this. And I'm trying to figure out where to point the finger exactly, if at anybody, because there's so many people doing it.
Yeah, I think you need a whole hand worth of fingers, because you go, the players, the coaches, it's a cop-out answer that I'm giving you, but it's the real one. It's that, you know, a legal procedure penalty, that's a mental error. And that's something that's with the player. You know, the stuff on the field, there's techniques and stuff like that you can teach better and coach better and stuff like that. Ultimately, what I said yesterday in my article after the game was the lack of discipline play from the team starts with the head coach. And I don't know how LaFleur fixes that. I mean, this isn't middle school. You can't make guys run suicides for, making mistakes in the game. That's not going to go over well or anything like that. But that's the reality. He talked about it today at his press conference. So they're going to look through things. There's going to be some more intent at cleaning those things up because they have to. And LaFleur said it to his credit. You know, everybody always talks that accountability is like the big buzzword on Twitter. Matt LaFleur is always accountable whenever a mistake is made that should be directed at either himself or his team to some degree. And he did that today. He basically said, like, you know, we have the issues that we had while we were still winning showed up yesterday against the Lions. So that was going to be good enough, like I mentioned at the top, to beat some of the not very good teams that they've played recently. Not going to be good enough. And those are the teams they're going to be playing from here on out. Like, You've got San Francisco, Chicago, and Miami here before the end of the month, and then you got Detroit again before you play Seattle. So it's not like they have this soft schedule coming.
No, they don't have a soft schedule coming. You're absolutely right about that. The other part about this, too, when we talk about where we are with this Packers team, is the decision-making by Jordan Love, which, again, I think there are a bunch of people that are just waiting to pounce on Jordan Love that haven't liked Jordan Love for whatever the reason since last year.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And held on to that anger throughout the offseason, waiting for him to screw up again. And he screwed up a bunch so far this season with some of his decision-making. Where are you on Jordan Love at this point as the Brett Favre comparisons just rage out of control?
Yeah, Matt LaFleur could shake his head and say that it's annoying that he has to answer those questions. Well, I can think of a really good way for those questions to go away, and that's for him to stop throwing them. He's thrown 10 interceptions and leads the league. He has not had a game that he has started that he has not had an interception in, and that includes a game against Jacksonville where he only played half a game. So he's got to take better care of the football. Matt LaFleur said after the Colts game that Malik Willis started, quarterback's number one job is to take care of the football, and that's what Willis did in that particular game. That's what he's done anytime he's played. I am not suggesting there's a quarterback controversy.
No,
or anything like that.
Right. If
Green Bay's going to win a Super Bowl, Jordan Love has to be the guy to do that. Now, how does he do that? I think you can look at some inspiration in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts was turning the ball over at a pretty alarming clip before their bye week. In the last 4 weeks since the bye, has not turned the ball over once, been really efficient. And the Eagles are subsequently, I think perhaps not coincidentally, undefeated in that time frame. So that's something you can look to. But with Love, it's been disappointing. I mean, this is a guy who I picked to win the league MVP. I was definitely all in after the way last season ended. I thought this year they would certainly be up and running. I thought the run game would be better, which it has been with Josh Jacobs, and I thought that would open up plays in the passing game. But I think as we learned yesterday, as of right now, and there's a lot of season left, but when you give a quarterback $220 million, you can't have this kind of decision-making follow with him, and he can't lead the league in interceptions. As of right now, Jordan Love's not an elite quarterback, and the Packers are not an elite team by extension.
He is Jacob Westendorf, Packers Central, SI.com. Him and Bill Huber do a great job there. Lead Packers writer at Athlon Sports. Jacob, the other part about this is when we talk about where we're going as an organization kind of going forward is Matt LaFleur and his play calling. I think he's been giving a ton of credit by people in the media here locally, including myself, by people nationally for being a great play caller. But yesterday, I was ready to snap. That second drive, Jacobs has one or two decent-sized runs. He goes to the sideline, doesn't come back for the rest of the freaking drive. He's got his parka on, trying not to get wet, and watches. That was ridiculous. The very next drive, once again, he has a couple of nice runs. He doesn't touch the ball the rest of the drive. I'm sorry. There is no reason and no excuse when somebody's averaging, 9 and 10 yards a carry, whatever it was at that point in the first half, to take him off the field. If he needs to catch his breath for a play, cool. But not for the rest of two drives in which you should have been able to take advantage of that Lions defense.
Man, Jacobs is a little dinged up with an ankle injury, which kept him out of practice for some of last week, too. So maybe that played a factor. But in general, I do agree with you. Yesterday's game had Josh Jacobs written all over it. It certainly looked like the first drive of the game, they were saying, okay, here's number 8, and you better see if you could stop it or not. And for the most part, they didn't. And, you know, by the second half, I think that they were playing some load management games a little bit. He's dinged. It's 24-3. It's a passing script. Like, we're not going to put too many more hits on Jacobs in a game that's not close at that point in time. But, yeah, sometimes the personnel decisions do get a little interesting. I was surprised the week prior against Jacksonville, the insistence that LaFleur had of playing bigger players and keeping Jacksonville linebackers on the field instead of throwing the ball over the yard against the worst pass defense in the NFL with these poor receivers that they say they love and are more than confident in throughout the course of the games. Running back usage is one of those. It's a tricky situation to kind of play with a little bit just because you do want those guys fresh by the end of the year. But that was one of those games where I feel like you could load manage, if you will, Jacobs in a different game. And you didn't have to do it in yesterday's first half when the game was still competitive. And that's the part where, yeah, I think there's some fair criticism with the way Matt LaFleur has deployed some of the guys on his offense.
Jacob, as you look at this division right now, we talked about the rest of the schedule for the Packers. We've seen what the Lions look like. We've seen the Vikings, I think, come back down to earth a little bit, even though they beat the Colts last night. The Bears have been shown to be who they are right now. People wanted their offensive coordinator fired, Shane Waldron. Offensive line is in disaster in Chicago. So as you look at the Packers right now, what's a fair expectation, do you think, for fans to have for this team going forward?
This is Title Town USA. The expectation is to win a championship, and I do think that's a fair expectation for this group, despite everything we just talked about. I do want to stress, as much as we've said everything's awful, they are 6-3, despite not playing that well. They haven't played their best football from the first game of the season until now, and you've seen it when they've put together some stretches. The Arizona game, I think, is a really good example of what they can be. That defense that day was dominant. They took the ball away. They made big plays in the passing game. They ran the ball effectively. Like, that is what the peak version of the team can look like. They just haven't put it together enough to make the Packers a team that is right up there on par with the Detroit Lions, the Kansas City Chiefs, the teams that are in the elite league. But are they talented enough to do that? Yeah. Can you overcome issues like cleaning things up, like penalties and stuff like that? Yes, you can. That if, as my friend Jacob Morley said, is getting bigger as the season progresses. But they have the talent. It's hard to overcome personnel issues. If I'm sitting here saying right now to you, man, the Packers really don't have a left tackle. Like, that's not getting fixed. You can't just, they don't make those out on the street and toss them into your locker room and say, here you go, here's a really good left tackle, and away we go. The Packers don't have personnel. Well, they have some things that they could maybe address tomorrow at the deadline if they so chose. But they don't have these big gaping holes and personnel issues that can't be overcome. So I think this team, I think they're talented enough to beat anybody, and I think they make enough bad mistakes to lose to anybody who's good.
Jacob, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Feel free to promote away whatever it is that you want to promote, the latest stuff you have out at both of your locations.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Jacob Westerhoff. That's where pretty much everything goes up from all those things. I have my report card and my stock report from yesterday's game, as well as I usually do a piece, I call it, it's very similar in the vein to like Aaron Nagler's gut reactions. I call it the morning after.
Sure.
It's a kind of a decompress of everything like that. Well, today it was why Jordan Love's playing poorly and why the Packers, at least for now, not among the league elite. But I do believe that they can get there.
There he is, Jacob Westendorf. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sparky. We'll see you again.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.